Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Thank you, Ava. We're here for Birds at the Bye to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. Did you hear the crowd roar?
Yeah. The people are thrilled.
Yep. Brought to you by Bud Light. Join us for the 5 o'clock hour. The one and only Rob Ellis. Thank you, sir.
It is my pleasure to be hanging with the afternoon crew. How you guys doing?
Finally classing up the joint.
Yep.
Hey, I brought my people. You heard my people.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, my posse.
So the top five of five is brought to you by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So all of us up here, you know, we've all given back to the community, I'm sure, and talking to students.
That's why I'm here today, Jack.
That's right. Thank
this
you,
community
Rob.
Service.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. That's right. So today I went back to, you know, good old Ruston High School, the hallowed halls,
the mean streets.
Yeah. Still no banner hanging with Fritz on it yet, but we're working on it.
It's getting there.
Where would you put? And maybe this is in top five of five, Jack. You can eliminate this question, but this is for everyone because we have all spoken for students. Where would you rank best to worst? So you have college students, high school students, middle school students, just in terms of, like, responsiveness, how dumb you feel up there. Like, I've always had the most trouble with middle school students.
Middle school's one, because they don't know it yet. And they're not interested in jobs yet.
Yeah, and they roll their eyes at you. Sometimes they giggle talking to each other.
We'll get there.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right, just do it then.
So, Abby, the top five worst things that happen every time you talk to students, starting at number five, is that no one sits close to you.
Oh, yeah.
They're always as far back in the room as possible.
Yep.
Which makes it just a little bit tougher.
Yep.
Always wondering what they're trying to get away with.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you mean, are you in an auditorium speaking?
I was, like, in the library today.
Okay.
With, like, a
library.
I know. And also, the book wasn't in there, which my book, which I felt was a little
did
egregious.
You try to sell some to the kids?
Didn't try to sell some to the kids. Good idea, though, Spike. Yep. But it felt like, you know. No one else in Ruston history has written a book. Get it in there.
Hold on. You can't be the only person in school history to write a book.
It was founded in 06.
Time out.
Wait, the school's been around for only 19 years?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just... Did you donate a book, Jack?
No, I would never.
Oh. Okay.
But...
There. Would you give them a discount on the book?
Yeah.
Okay.
$3.
You your cost?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get a free book if you get me out of the library next time.
Exactly
yeah.
Right.
Seriously. Yeah, the kids never want to sit in the front row.
Nope.
And sometimes we'll even move desks back occasionally if they have the ability to
like
do so.
Like you stink.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Well, who's to say? The fourth worst thing that happens every time you talk to students is two kids start laughing with each other / the inside jokes start flying.
The worst.
Oh, when the inside. Oh, Like, you sit up there like an idiot.
Yep.
Like, what's the joke?
Yeah.
Like,
and you're not a teacher, and you can't
yes.
yell at them.
Yes. Yes.
I'm a guest.
And you're
yes.
supposed to be the cool guy.
Yeah.
You're the jerk. You're
yeah.
not the cool guy.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Something you either said or something the way you looked.
Or yep. they're not interested.
Yeah.
They're talking about something yes. else.
Yeah, it's worse when it's two girls laughing.
That's what I was going to say. Is it two girls or two guys?
No, this is two guys.
Okay,
two guys. Today. Just giggling in the corner.
Yeah.
Two guys I know they're kids. I want to rough them up.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
There's some locker room stuffing happening
yep,
soon.
Yep. Yeah, I had to speak to, it was Val's cousin, Frankie. And I went and I spoke to his school. I didn't know. I had to speak to like four classes in a row.
Ooh.
And they were all dead silent except for the giggling.
Yeah.
Dude. I just want to be like, I'm kind of cool.
Yeah.
Let me tell
got
you.
A good job.
Yeah.
Try speaking at a graduation.
Oh, I would be terrified.
Whoa. High school graduation at Temple. So this was at Lear. They graduated at the Lear Corps Center.
Yeah.
So it was enough students.
A lot of people there.
Yeah,
that's rough.
Rough, man. Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't get down fast enough, but yeah.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
They had me there. I had to speak for at least a half hour.
That sounds
half
horrible.
Hour.
Half
yeah.
hour.
Yeah.
Was this a paid gig?
About what?
Well, let's not go there, Rob.
No, let's okay. not count other people's money.
Well,
but what are you talking about?
I'm in Ike's pockets already. I've been here for 5 minutes.
It better be a paid gig.
Yeah, it better be.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What'd you talk about for a half hour?
Well, me.
Yeah.
You asked for extra time.
I had to run through my whole life.
Yeah,
I would have to start at birth for a half an hour.
I had to start from when I was in high school and it moved on, yes.
Oh, my God.
That's rough, dude.
Half an hour without questions?
Without questions.
Oh, my God.
Without man.
Nope.
What a hero.
Yeah, that was the Andy Bloom thing.
Yeah. What did they have to pay you to do that, though?
We won't talk about that.
The third worst thing that happens every time you talk to students is they think you're someone else. So it's love you on the morning show. Or love you on, they get it wrong.
You're
love
one
your,
of those
love your
guys.
Columns.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Oh,
that's
man.
Only happened a couple of times, but I'm always like, nope.
Well, who did they mistake you for? The camera?
No, it's usually like, I like you on the, like, because on the third mic.
Yeah.
It's I like what you do on the midday show or the morning show.
Oh, okay.
They don't totally.
In fairness, they get midday and afternoon confused a lot.
That does happen a lot, yeah.
Man, they don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Now, let's be honest.
I was trying to give him an out.
Yeah, let's be honest. It's been heating up recently. You know, the brand's on the
You're
ride.
On a heater now?
Yeah.
Well, it helped that you had a book there.
Yeah. Well, listen, they can buy a book.
Oh,
ringthebellbook.com.
Yes,
certainly can afford it. They all got cell phones.
Yeah. The second worst thing that happens every time you talk to students is you ask her questions and no one raises their hand.
Oh, the worst.
It's embarrassing.
Nah. The worst.
It's like somebody leaving you hanging for a high five.
Yeah. It's
any
like,
questions?
And you're always sitting there like, well, please.
Well, you know what happens? You get the pity question from the teacher.
Because
the teacher is more interested in what we have to say because we work at WIP.
No doubt.
Students just completely unimpressed.
Yeah, first sign of the no questions for you is they want you to get out of there.
Yes.
They don't want to ask questions because you'll be there longer.
Yep.
Yeah, I told.
They're trying to get this thing over with. You know how we look at people, especially when we're in like meetings or what have you?
Yes, and you're somebody
like,
says something.
Like, dude, don't ask them more questions.
Yep. So we can get out of here.
Yeah, it's always the one guy that's asking 20 questions.
To camera.
Wasn't that Richie back in the offensive meeting?
You remember that?
Richie was a question asker?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yes.
Richie was always he's the guy that questions everything.
Seeking knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on this play.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
What do we think we should do if the, what's the dog blitz? What's that one called?
I don't know.
Come on, man. You're supposed to be a football guy.
Yeah. I don't know how you have anything worse.
Oh well,
the worst, not asking the question or the giggling.
The worst thing that happens every time you talk to students is you see the kid start dozing off or yawning.
Oh, that's a tough one,
dude. When you see the first yawn, you're like,
that's where you might have to call the kid out.
Yeah, like really,
you might have to step in there and go commando.
Don't give me the yawn.
Yeah.
Up there talking about?
Dude, I'm giving them the whole story of how I got to the big position that I'm in now.
They don't care.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And then I'm thinking about
talking about Fortnite or something.
I know. Then I start raising my voice.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. Like, what are you up there talking about? You're putting everybody to sleep?
I know. Well, it makes me feel bad for teachers.
In fairness, your name is Third. I don't know how.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Oof.
I know.
That's a tough one.
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Well, it's in the show.
It's in the show.
We count it.
They get to it eventually,
Ike's White
and Fritz.
Fritz.
Yours, it's almost like the headliner. If you want to look at it that way, your name is the headliner.
Sure. We open the show? Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah.
It's going well.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window.
That's a good five. That's a good five.
Thank you.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Robbie E., special guest, 5 p.m. hour.
What's up, fellas?
Good to have you, brother.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely got smarter.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No,
you're a good liar.
We got smarter.
Yeah.
That's no offense to Spike.
He went to Syracuse. I don't know if you know that.
Well, I don't remind people I went to Syracuse.
And USC.
It's not some smart school.
It's not a college name dropper.
And you were bragging about a Episcopal versus Haverford.
Oh, no.
That he did.
I did not.
You pulled the e-card?
You did.
I didn't. This is a complete lie about what happened.
Thanksgiving tradition unlike any other.
No.
EA versus Haverford. Pinkies up game.
Look, I have no pride in where I went to high school. I never bring up Episcopal. I'm a little embarrassed about it because it makes people think I'm a fraud. What happened, Robbie E., is somebody yesterday on the show, our next question was, give us something that's uniquely Philly.
And that was not taken from your show on Saturday, which someone accused me of.
Oh.
Apparently, that was our side topic.
I didn't say anything.
Unbelievable.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't say a word.
Wow.
Did we steal from Robbie E?
Jack just incriminated himself.
He did.
I was addressing the elephant in the room, Rob.
No, we didn't even know about
it. I would not have brought it up.
And in fairness, it was Jack's idea.
Of course.
He stole it.
Well, it wasn't really Jack's idea.
Yeah.
Listen. He incorporated.
I'm glad we're having an honesty hour.
Yes. This is why the kids don't listen to you in the high school.
Yeah. So they're yawning all the time.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. What a fraud.
It's all right.
What was the basis of it again?
It was Johnny Airport.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
So we asked that, and somebody, the guy that called, God bless him, was an EA grad.
Okay.
And he goes, I have something real good here. And I'm like, all right. And he goes, it's happening this weekend. And I'm like, okay. He goes, EA Haverford Day. And I said, well, in fairness, buddy, we're not the only ones that have a high school rival. It's definitely not unique to Philly.
Hey, all the teams get together on Thanksgiving. Nah, not really.
No.
It kind of happens everywhere.
No. Yeah, it's definitely EA Haverford Day. Yes. EA Haverford Day.
Yes. The Fighting Mike Mayocks have the Haverford
There
school.
You go.
Yep.
Right?
Wait, Mike Mayock
is a Haverford school
guy. Oh, Haverford.
Yes.
Right, yes. I'm an EA guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course you are, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Come on. I mean, Haverford at the time. Do they have girls now, Haverford? They were an all-boys school
at the
time.
That's all boys.
Yeah,
Well, that's tough. Yeah, I couldn't do that. That's, you know,
I had all-boys.
It's like being in jail.
It's not
well, easy. For me in high school, wouldn't have been much different.
Wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
It's good and bad. You don't really – you could go in there looking like a rolled-up empty rug.
You know it doesn't matter.
And
you're not looking to impress anybody.
Bodily noises are encouraged.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
You know, we were going to do this with Elliot. But we never got to it. I had some new over-unders for the Eagles.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Yes.
Robbie E., you first. So Eagles have 9 games left. Over, under 6.5 wins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Under. They're going to get 6.
Okay, and they wind up 12 and 5.
And I still think that wins the division, and it probably nets them the number 2 seed.
Who are the 3 losses?
They're going to lose to Green Bay.
Okay.
They're going to lose this week.
We have Buffalo.
They'll beat Detroit. I think Buffalo's a loss, and the Rams.
Still got the Chargers, too.
Chargers, you mean?
Chargers,
yeah, already beat the Rams.
Yeah. Chargers.
Yeah, we have 2 more against Washington, 1 more against Dallas.
I think Washington's cooked, Spike. I do, man. Like, I think that might be, depending on what that last week looks like. I know you guys discussed this earlier. Like, that could be nuts. That could be Tanner McKee. It could be, you know, whatever the end for the Eagles. So, I think they have 3 more.
That is solidly 2 seed material with 12.
I that's what I think. Yeah, I don't think they're the 1 seed with that. I don't.
Joining us. We okay? We have headphones? Oh, there we go. Ryan Mannion joining us now. Of course, today's entire event benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation, as it did before. Ryan can't hear us yet because she doesn't have headphones, but that's on us. That's
now
not on
good.
Her.
Now we're good.
There we go. What's up, Ryan?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
Looks like the crowd is building up here. We've heard Eagles chants ringing throughout throughout Chickies.
Yep, excited.
Wanted to ask you first about Lane because, you know, Lane is a big advocate for you guys. We'll be part of the celebrity bartending thing here. I know it's funny. I know I asked you about it last year, but who knows who heard what. How did Lane get hooked up with you all, and what has he meant in terms of visibility and support and those sorts of things?
Yeah, absolutely. So Lane's trainer, Gabe Rangel, is actually a friend of mine, and he himself was a Marine. So we have that connection in common. And Gabe came to me and said, you know, Lane really wants to start meeting with families of fallen service members before games. And so all last season, we connected him at away games with Gold Star families. And so the night before the game, he was sitting with Gold Star families, and he was hearing their story about them.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, and so he did that at all the away games, and it was incredible. And, you know, he just got more and more involved in the work that we're doing. And I've done everything with him from bartending here at Chickie and Pete's to going out and talking to high school kids about character and service. And it's been an incredible partnership with him.
So the Travis Mannion Foundation does things for veterans and also for the families of fallen veterans, as you mentioned. I have to imagine, and this, you know, goes into what Lane does, to some degree, The ability to be heard and seen has to mean a lot for the families and for the veterans. You know, with all that you do, the fact that, Lane is listening, you know, that people care and show the attention has to be a large part of what feels good for them.
Yeah, I think, you know, I speak for myself as a Gold Star sister, but I think collectively, families of the fallen overwhelmingly want one thing. They want their loved ones not to be forgotten, right? Yeah. They want their story to be told. And so every opportunity that we have to do that, every opportunity I have to tell Travis's story, I want to do it. And so Lane giving the platform where he is spending time with families of the fallen and saying, hey, tell me your story. I want to hear about your loved one. Like, that means so, so much.
I just think that that connects as a human.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, my grandfather was in the Navy. I have not lost anyone in battle. But the idea that, they gave what they had, you know, the ultimate price, but that people know what they did and that they're not forgotten. I just the way as you say that, I could imagine that meaning so much to me. Now, you mentioned your brother, who was Travis, and who the entire foundation is based around. Who is, and there is an Eagles connection there, and you mentioned telling his story. If you wouldn't mind telling his story and sort of the genesis of the foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we grew up, my dad was a retired colonel in the Marine Corps. And so I was born in Camp Lejeune on a Marine Corps base, moved 13 times in the first 11 years of my life.
So was I.
Yeah.
I was born in North Carolina, in Camp Lejeune.
Okay, there
yep.
we go.
Yep.
Wow.
And my father was in the Marines, that's why.
I love yes. it. Yeah, and so, but my parents were from the Philadelphia area, born and raised. So we were diehard Eagles fans, no matter where we were living across the country. And when we came back to the Philadelphia area, when my dad got out of the Marines, we had season tickets here. We had season tickets at the Vet. We had season tickets at Lincoln Financial. And Travis went to every game that he could. And he had 2 weeks in between leaving for his second deployment to come back to the Philadelphia area, and he had to make sure that he went to an Eagles game. That's what he did. It was actually the Panthers game. We just looked it up recently. It was in December. It was the Panthers game, December of 2006. The Eagles won, and there was some crazy play that happened in that game, but the Eagles ended up winning that game, and as they were leaving, Travis's brother-in-law turned to him as they were walking out of the link, walking down the stairs, and said, hey, why don't you let me push you down the stairs? Maybe you'll break your ankle and you won't have to go back to Iraq.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. he said that Travis, who was like super lighthearted and jovial all night, got real serious. And he said, you know, if I don't go back to Iraq, then somebody much less prepared is going to go in my place. If not me, then who?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Travis didn't make it back from that final deployment, but we took those five words and we turned them into a national movement.
Oh, how did you get connected with the Eagles? How did this partnership, this relationship start?
That's a good question. Gosh, there's so many different facets to it. Obviously, our connection with Lane, our incredible connection with Odyssey, and everything you guys have done yeah. for us in helping us to connect us mm-hmm. with the Eagles. So, yeah, a lot
it's
of
a
different
team effort.
Yeah, team effort for sure.
It's been a lot of years, you know, with Odyssey and Travis Mannion Foundation. I remember, I'm sure he's listening somewhere, Kenny Paul.
I knew you were going to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, because Kenny was the first one to.
Kenny was it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kenny cold called our office, and I answered the phone, and he explained who he was, and he said, I want to help you guys grow. And I don't even know how he learned about the Travis Mannion Foundation. We were very small at that point. I mean, this is back in, like, 2011, 2012. And they were, you know, you guys were our first big media partner, and you really helped us grow here in the Philadelphia area, which enabled us to grow nationwide.
What are some of the programs you're most proud of that the foundation has been responsible for that you could maybe tell people about when they're thinking about getting involved or donating, those sorts of things?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we do a ton of development programs and leadership programs for veterans, but I think the thing that I am most proud of as our organization is our Character Does Matter program, where we actually train veterans to go out and deliver character education to our nation's youth. We've just hit 1 million youth through the program, and we have thousands of veterans across the country that are going out and sharing their story of service and what it means to live with courage and integrity. And it's not about, you know, trying to talk the kids into being in the military, but in fact, just saying, hey, this is what it means to be a servant leader in your own backyard. And in a time when less than 1% of our nation is serving in uniform, it's important for our next generation to understand and have an obligation to, you know, be prideful of the men and women who put that uniform on every single day.
I would imagine our service folks get as much out of it as the kids do.
I think they get more.
I mean, therapeutic.
Absolutely.
We know how tough that adjustment is.
Yeah.
When they come home, I guess that's got to be something to look forward to and make them feel good about themselves.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have a renewed sense of purpose. They're a part of something bigger than themselves again. And really what we like to say at the Travis Manning Foundation is, you've taken off your uniform, but we still need you to serve.
Right.
And that's what the veterans in our community are doing every single day.
Well, I'll use my question to sort of give Pete his shameless plug of being here.
No.
But this is sort of the number one place in this city to go, that we all come together as a community. Just talk about that relationship as well with Pete Cherokee and being down here.
There he is.
There's Pete.
He's tied
listen,
up with somebody.
There is nothing more iconic than being in Chickies and Pete's, having an event with Eagles that are behind the bar.
Yeah.
I mean, every year when I get to come here and do this, all I can think is, oh, man, Travis would freaking love to be here. He would love it so, so much.
Well, thank you for everything you do within the foundation. Thank you for joining us here today. Are you serving drinks as well?
I'll be serving some drinks.
All right.
There you go.
Ike said he's a heavy pour. Are you a heavy pour?
A lot of Ike juice.
Don't tell Pete, though.
Yeah.
Listen, I learned how to pour a pint behind that bar.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes.
TravisMannionFoundation.org.
TravisMannion.org.
TravisMannion.org is the website where you can donate. Of course, there will be a raffle here tonight. A lot of great items, including a trip to go see Eagles Commanders, thanks to fans of Philly. Lane will be here serving drinks. Jordan Mailata will be here serving drinks. Brett Toth will be here serving drinks. So many of our WIP family as well.
And I think important to point out that Brett is a graduate of the United States Military Academy. So, veteran himself.
Yes.
So I love the fact that Brett's coming down here tonight.
That's
I think
awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right.
Good call. Well, that is 6 to 8 right here at Chickies. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for everything you do.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
More with Robbie E. next. Birds of the Bye. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is Birds of the Bye, benefits of Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now.
Come on, man.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Oh, yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Way to go, Bam!
Celebrity singer, Bam from Upper Darby.
Upper Darby.
Yeah, true Delcosman.
Representing the hood.
Yes. Not have his cheerleading outfit on today, but it's okay.
He does not. What an effort from Bam.
That was impressive.
Good job, Bam.
What an effort from Bam. I mean, singing it loud. Singing it proud.
That's what good pinch hitters do. They just step in and bam.
Yep.
Like it?
Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Like the Greg Dobbs of singing.
Greg Dobbs, good call.
What an excellent effort from Bam there. We are at Chickies and Peace in South Philly for, excuse me, for Birds at the Bye. Benefits to Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light. Celebrity bartending starting at 6. Lane Johnson will be here.
Drink up!
Jordan Mailata will be here. Brett Toth will be here. No autographs from those guys, but they will serve you drinks. A bunch of the WIP folks. I just saw Rhea Hughes is here. Hugh Douglas is here. Hugh's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show, of course, is 5:30 Creed. He always says that.
Best sneaks and chickies right now.
What's that?
Hugh's got the best kicks on right now.
Stay fresh. Stay fresh all day.
Ah, there he is.
That's what he does.
There he is. It'll be a good time. Also, great raffle here that to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation as well. Great event so far, only going to get better. So if you're anywhere close, you have until 8 o'clock, the event going until 8. Let's get back to the over-unders. I didn't ask you. So I said final.
You said over-unders.
Wins remaining, 6.5.
Yes. 7, over.
Over?
Well, I got them at 13-4, okay. So I'm not wavering off of that yet. I think they got room for 2 more difficult games in there that they may not win.
Yep.
But, I think we finished with at least 13 wins.
And is that good enough for one seed? See, that's tough.
I think it will be, because I gotta think that the Rams in Seattle and San Francisco are going to beat each other up.
And the North's going to cannibalize itself.
And the North is already sort of. So, you know, I don't know if Detroit can get out of that division with 13 or 14 wins. Right? So that's why these next 2 weeks are going to be huge for the Eagles, because you'll have the tiebreaker against those teams if you can beat Green Bay and Detroit.
Yeah, I keep going back to Seattle. That's the fear that we end up playing in Seattle.
I heard you guys talking about this earlier, and I agree. It is kryptonite to the Eagles, and it has been for generations.
Yep.
I can't get past Darnold becomes a pumpkin in those spots.
Yeah.
But it's one spot. One time.
Yeah, but it was one time when he kind of like elevated up to what he is now last year.
Yeah.
And I just wonder what happens to him, especially if you get a pass rush on him, because he's a ghost seer.
Yeah.
He's a ghost whisperer.
That pressure mounts.
That's the only thing
I wonder. That pressure mounts.
Yeah.
I think the talent is there, but there's something to – and I was trying to think back to his days at SC. I don't recall them playing in the big games at SC and him playing well.
Well, he played in the Rose Bowl against the Saquon team. Yeah. And
oh, was he the quarterback of that team?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but that's
well, I'll give him credit.
That's
for that.
But that's in L.A. I mean, so
that's like his
comfort zone.
Yeah. So that goes to home versus away. I'd feel much better about Sam Darnold here than Sam Darnold in Seattle.
Well, I'm with you.
Yes.
I would go Detroit though in your poll. I would go on Detroit and then L.A. and then Seattle.
Wow, Detroit number one is the second best.
Yeah,
team.
I still believe. Okay. I know that wasn't a good look against the Vikings, but I still think
that's still a good team.
Considering their motivation from the way last year went, I think they're a dangerous team. I do.
Yep.
That being said, I think the Eagles beat them in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay. A.J. Brown catches the rest of the season over under 37.5. So he has 29 catches for 395 yards so far. 9 games left. Over under 37.5 catches.
Over. Over.
Yeah, that's what's that, 4 catches a game?
Yeah, over, Spike, because I think, and I don't love this.
If he doesn't miss a game.
This is, yeah, assuming he stays healthy, they're going to feel the need to feed. And they are. They're going to feel the need to get him the ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that's not to the detriment to a degree, but they are. So he'll go over.
Yeah.
You agree?
Amdar, are you coming out like that?
Yeah. Wow, Hugh.
Whoa.
All right.
Gun show.
Oh,
baby.
I get it.
Whoa, get that on the YouTube.
Yeah. Gun show.
Yeah.
It's happening.
That distracted. I just checked out.
Right in front of me, yeah.
Oh, I get it, Hugh.
I haven't seen him since our playing days. I haven't seen him like that.
Oh, he's swole. Yeah. He's all swole.
Wow, man. You work out. Okay, I get it.
Wow.
Oh, Hugh works out.
Yeah. And Spike, didn't Spike say you do more push-ups?
Let's do the push-ups right here. I haven't done it in a month. Come on, man. You're pushing a lot of weight there. Oh, you have to push up a lot of weight.
Yeah, I think he's over.
Okay.
I think he's over in catches. Because I told you, I think the passing game will continue to sort of build off that momentum we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
Devontae Smith catches over under 45.5.
That's a good number.
Now he's having a career year. He's got 588 yards so far.
Yeah. That's a good number. 45?
I'm going over. I feel like him and Jalen are clicking right now.
Yeah.
And that is
actually... How many catches is he at right now?
Let me look.
Hang on. You have 40 catches yet?
I think he is a when in doubt. If it's between either one of them, Jalen's going to Devontae.
Yeah.
He's at 44. So he's 44 in 8 games.
So then I'll go slightly under. I think he finishes with 85 catches.
I actually, when we talk about the force feeding,
I think that would be a career high.
Force feeding it to AJ.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I'm worried about. Is that man? It just seems like he and Jalen have developed a bit. Not that they haven't had chemistry before, but he's going to him more regularly. And, you know, Donovan's right. Donovan McNabb every week on our show says that Devontae's the best route runner on the team. And, boy, man, if he's poised to take a step in his career, I would hate to, you know, like,
you remember how
that
went the last time they tried that, and it didn't look good. Now, this was before they got the running game going and all that, but it didn't turn out well.
Where does Jalen Hurts finish at MVP voting? Over, under... See, I'm going to set it at 3, and you're not allowed to push. So third place, over, under. Over meaning 1 or 2, under meaning 4, 5, 6.
Under.
Oh, you should have did, you know, that's not fair.
What?
Because he's going to finish in top 3. And you said we can't push.
Yeah, well, I'll make it 2.5.
Okay, then under.
Okay,
under. I just think he's going to finish in the top 3.
Okay.
I do.
Top 3 would be big. You know, he was down to 15th at one point this year.
Yeah, I mean, does Stafford stay healthy? That's the big thing. Can he get through the rest of these games with his injury history? That could knock him down from where he is right now.
And I know Mahomes is the favorite right now, or Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's
one
a favorite.
Of those two.
Yeah.
Well,
Drake May's right up there too. Drake May's top 3.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. So, you know, there's going to be some great matchups. We've already beaten Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. We're going to play Buffalo late in the year. Eagles win that game up there in Buffalo.
Oh, that could be a
That's a big feather in the cap for Jalen when you're talking about MVPs.
I'd also say this about the Mahomes odds. I think the Mahomes odds are less about his ability to win it and more about the books hedging against him winning it.
If he does,
I don't think he's the second or third most likely, honestly, to win MVP at this point.
Because they could easily lose another game or two.
They're 5-4.
Yeah.
What would the argument be if Buffalo has a better record and Josh Allen's doing what Josh Allen does? There would be no argument for Mahomes to win it over Josh Allen.
Yep.
You know?
And I don't even know. This is me quick thinking. I was trying to think about what's the best win the Chiefs have had this year.
They were on a heater,
Detroit?
And then Buffalo
they
put
played
it,
Detroit.
Put
I
it on.
Won that game.
I think they beat Detroit in Kansas City, right?
I'm still not all the way buying that the Chiefs are back.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I need to see a little bit more. I know they played a lot better lately, but I'm not buying it. They got Rashee Rice back. There's weapons finally for Mahomes, but
they did beat the Lions 30-17.
So it was.
Yeah,
it was
and they
Detroit,
beat them up
yeah.
pretty good. Too.
Yeah. But that's the only real win
that's
they
only
have
real
on the
win
schedule.
They have, yeah.
Yeah.
They beat they lost to the Chargers.
They beat the
Giants.
Ravens, but the Ravens aren't.
Ravens stink.
The Ravens stunk, yeah.
The NFC is light years better than the AFC.
Yep. Way deeper.
Yep.
All right. Number of days after games for the rest of the season that we come in and we're like, this team's winning the Super Bowl. Over or under 3.5?
Way over.
Over.
Way over.
Emphatically, this team's winning the Super Bowl.
I'm
over.
Spiking, no pun intended.
Okay.
That over.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm way over with that. We got this little two-game stretch we're going to go through right now, which I feel pretty good about. We get through this 2-0, I don't think we're losing the rest of the year.
Whoa. Win in Buffalo?
Yeah. I think we can go
run
to Buffalo
table.
And win.
Run the table after the bye.
Yeah, I could see it.
Wow. Ike's trying to outflank you on the big Eagles predictions.
Yeah, listen, we're back to back.
Yeah,
you know, me and Ike the same. Yeah,
well,
football guys,
same motives.
Now that last game of the season could be an L.
Yeah,
because they may not need it.
Yes,
you know, but even with Tanner McKee out there, we still win.
Yeah. Don't love the offense of a good day that day.
215-592-9494.
Darius Cooper lights it up.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man.
Come on, Coop.
You got Tank Bigsby out there. Oh, man, that's dude, take to go win with.
Ooh, sounds like a 2-touchdown bet on FanDuel.
Enough. Gave you a win last night, you wouldn't take it.
No.
You wouldn't take
it. That's true. The next time you say one, though, I'm rolling with it.
I don't do it a lot. I don't
exactly,
do it a lot.
Yeah.
We'll get back to the over-unders.
Why don't you start calling it a stone cold mortal lock?
Well, seems like it's taken.
I had over 239.5 in that Sixers game. In the first half, my feet were up, and I was in cruise control.
Did that go under?
I don't even want to. It went under.
Yeah.
Well, don't even talk. I had Embiid 25 points closed at a $1,000 parlay, and this guy went 0-for-5 to start the fourth quarter.
It was bad for him.
Yeah, and I saw the parlay. He had it.
I know, but these 8-leg parlays.
It was 4 legs.
You're an idiot.
That was a 4-leg parlay, though.
With 100%
profit
boost.
But,
dude.
It was a good one. It was a good one, Spike.
I had Maxi 5 threes, Edgecom 2. Josh Giddey 25 plus.
You get yourself in trouble, Jack.
These parlays.
Don't go beyond 3 legs.
Just make regular bets.
No, because $10 to win 25 is not
good. What if you did it 10 times?
Ike needs the juice.
Yeah.
Ike needs the
juice.
Robbie, I don't get out of bed and it's not plus 400.
I've heard that. That's the word on the street.
The Giddey bet was plus 470.
On FanDuel, it was plus 250. Oh.
Well, you got to
shop
around.
Congratulations. You called a Dalton Kincaid touchdown. I mean, amazing.
What? Oh, a winning bet instead of your losing bet?
You called. Yeah, I'm just talking about the odds right now. I mean, we get it.
But you, all right.
Yeah, we don't like the sure bets aren't big payouts.
It's not a sure bet. It's plus 500.
It was plus 250.
I agree with you on the triple dub. Yeah. That was one we should have taken.
He's had one triple double all year.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get back to the over unders.
You called the other one last night.
We'll get back to the over unders right after Jack and I tell you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Speaking of a lock.
Yeah.
National.
Stone cold mortal lock. National Appliance Warehouse is going to get you a great deal.
Don't sue us.
Yep.
But, of course, National Appliance Warehouse. November's a big month. You got football. You got Thanksgiving. Of course, you got Black Friday.
Yep.
And they always say, you know, Black Friday savings are not what they used to be.
That's what people are saying.
Not at National Appliance Warehouse.
They're bringing it back.
Yeah, the Black Friday mega sale, by the way, already underway. So they're getting out ahead of it.
Come on.
Everything starts early.
Yep, it does. And listen, if you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse, what are you waiting for? Your kitchen's sad. It's a sad kitchen.
It sucks. I have a great kitchen thanks to National Appliance Warehouse.
Everyone in the neighborhood's talking about it. Yep. You don't want to be the butt of everyone's jokes.
Nope.
You got to upgrade your appliances. You got to go to National
Does
Appliance
your
Warehouse.
Oven even have Wi-Fi? Mine does.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Mine's too.
Yeah. Wi-Fi?
What's the, I mean.
Because you can set it on your phone.
Yeah.
But what is it? What's the purpose of it?
Well, if you're sitting
I don't use it, but
you're sitting
there.
In the living room, you want to turn on the oven, you don't got to get up.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and that's
on,
available
man.
At National Appliance
yes.
Warehouse? Wow. So that and over 100 brands.
Yes.
Sub-Zero, Cove, Wolf, all of them at National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of all this, you're going to get a great team there taking care of you. An industry-leading service team. Marks and Atkins build a difference-making culture at National Appliance Warehouse. So the Black Friday Mega Sale underway right now. Get down to National Appliance Warehouse. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit the showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, Tom Fritz sent you.
Speaking of kitchens.
Okay.
I think I discovered, you know how women complain about men leaving the toilet seat up? I think I've discovered what the reverse is. My wife leaving the water ice thing on ice. She always leaves it on ice. So I go to get water out of the thing, and the ice ends up on the floor. I'm not ready for it. I feel like it's her responsibility after she gets ice to turn it back to water.
See, I thought you were going somewhere else. The sink spigot to the sprout mode.
See, that's where I'm. That's my bad.
All right, I get annoyed at that.
That's my bad.
All right.
Yeah, I
All
leave
right.
it on the heavy spray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll reserve mine.
Yeah.
Somebody might be listening right now.
Yeah, I'll reserve mine.
Okay.
Well, I've done enough complaining about the dishwasher and all
yeah,
that.
You're already in trouble.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
trying
yeah.
to tell
I've
us.
Done
all right.
About
all right. Number of day after games, we come in and we're worried that the Eagles have regressed. Over or under 2.5?
Well,
over.
I'd say under because I don't expect more than 2 losses. And after each loss, we'll act like it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
saying
4
over.
Losses, it's over.
That's
got to
be an over.
It's
then.
Every single game.
Yeah, that's
got to be. Every loss.
Okay. Saquon rushing yards. Now, to start the season, his over-under was 1425. He's at 519 after 8 games. Over-under, 1150.
Ooh, can we get to? So what is that, about 600 more yards and 9 games?
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good number. 1150?
1150.
I'm going over.
You going over?
Yeah.
You might get a rest game in the final game. Possibility. Ooh. You got to work that in.
That's a good point.
You got to work it in.
All right. I'm staying over. I'm staying over. Yes, that they've turned the page on the run game. And they're healthy in the second half.
All right.
Yes.
Passive-aggressive A.J. Brown social media posts. Over, under 1.5.
Over.
Under.
Under.
I'm going under.
You think they had a
no, I don't think
strict
it's
talking to this weekend?
I think he's putting his head down and he's
just
like,
working.
I'm gonna get yeah. traded in the offseason.
All right, so that let's follow that real quick. I know you got a bunch more, Spike. But do you think that they said to him, look, do us a favor, handshake. Just get through this year and we'll take care of you when the season's over.
I think it's possible that conversation was happened between his
yep.
agent and them.
Me too.
I do. I like there was a you know, that Athletic article was an agent placed, look at how hardworking this guy is, article. I think they were doing, I think it's also why he was really, very quiet leading up to the deadline. I think there was a possibility
yep.
it could happen. And I think that conversation is yep. you're going to make this harder on us by being more difficult.
Me too.
Exactly. So if ultimately.
But he can't help himself.
Yeah. But, I mean, listen, it doesn't do you any good to be the one that's constantly in the headlines about.
No.
Being upset like
yep.
that. Cause
but when, Mike, when is that kind of logic applied to him?
I agree. But my only thing is I think when the team is playing well like they are, I think eventually it starts to be negative nationally. It's one thing when everybody's just focusing on us here on WIP talking about it, but he has become a topic of discussion nationally with these guys, and I don't think he likes to see his image in that likeness.
Yep.
So it's
fair.
Probably
That's
better fair. For him to get what he ultimately wants
yeah.
by just going out and playing football.
All right. Final.
Yeah, although it may be difficult
but,
for
but
him.
But talk to me after he gets 2 catches for 13 yards.
I totally understand.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll be doing the show on it. All right,
totally
last
do.
One, Robbie E., yes. Jack, then Ike. More likely to be an Eagle in 2026, A.J. Brown or Myles Garrett? Robbie E.
Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett.
A.J. Brown.
I'm going to say more likely A.J. Brown, but by a sliver. Just because they got to get Myles Garrett, but...
They're going to get him.
They're going to get him. Yeah. If this trade deadline has told us anything, aggression is not a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. It sure is. Brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. I say it every day. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Yeah, no.
Not even close.
No, bro. Yeah,
you hear about that, Robbie?
No, what happened?
Boy, do we have
oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Here's the Cliff's Notes. Broads did an interview with Philly Business Journal, you know, about where he is, whatever. In that interview, it says his ultimate goal is to host Afternoon Drive at WIP. During his hit with us, I stopped his segment and asked him about it. He got very tight. He doubled down on it. His voice went up 8 octaves. Then he collapsed mid-segment and basically walked out of the studio.
He said he didn't want my job because I was a button pusher.
A button pusher.
Whoa.
Yes.
Didn't want to be on the midday show because...
Hey, if you want afternoons, you better be able to take this heat. Yeah, if you get called on it.
It was tough for him.
He right got flustered.
He got flustered.
He did not expect that.
I even went to him afterwards. I was like, are you okay, man? He said, yeah, he wasn't okay.
Not even close. He thought about it for multiple days. Remember that video of Sam Darnold saying, like, I'm on the side. He's seeing ghosts out there?
Yes.
That was Brooks.
Yeah, that was Brooks.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor pocket presence.
Yep. What's next? Did I call you Sir Yapsalot?
You did. Really? I was kind of cooking in the open, and I don't think you like that. Well, that's really? The only one that's in the defense, I believe in. You guys hate Vic Fangio. It's
oh, no. That was, look, I just.
Sir Yapsalot?
Yeah, that's what he said. You? Yeah.
Oh, well, you were wrong.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
What's next? I know you watch football this weekend night, unless Spike was probably winning. Baldies, they are money. That's true.
Yeah.
And I did go see a movie. But that was on Saturday.
Is there a feud? Is there a Spike Baldy feud?
Well, it's gotten better.
It's gotten better. But usually when Spike asks a question, Baldy addresses Ike.
Yeah.
Ooh, really?
He'll start answering.
Like, Ike, you played, you know.
Yep. But I got a good question today.
You did get a good question. That was good.
Question, Spike.
And then it regressed with, like, Ike, you were obviously watching football over the weekend.
Yes.
Do I need to talk to somebody?
Think we're good.
Okay. No, we're good.
Yeah, we like the conflict.
Okay.
What's next?
Break your pinky.
Yeah. This Jair Alexander thing he's on is infuriating.
Yeah, but John Ritchie is really believing in the Jair Alexander.
Has he seen the last 3 years?
Wow. He's in.
Yeah. Okay.
He's in. Whatever Howie does, Richie's in.
He never called him Halfrey.
Yep, never.
That's the amazing turn right there.
Oh, it's incredible.
He was calling him Halfrey.
Yes.
For Howie and Jeffrey.
Yeah, and now he's just.
Now he can do no wrong.
Who got to him?
Yep. I love Howie.
He's the best.
What's next?
That was the weirdest call of all time.
It was great, though.
It was great.
It was great. By the way, he wins the Hess toy truck. Okay. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What's next? It's not going to take that long. It is not going to take that long.
He sits here with Elliot for 2 hours. We're going to see how that
Ray
turns out.
Ray catching strays?
No.
It's actually about Elliot.
Yes. Yeah.
So Ray is on with Elliot for the next 2 hours.
Yes.
And Ray's going to retire.
Because he has to deal with Elliot.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Understand.
So Go Birds Evenings, a.k.a. ESPM, is next. It is Elliot along with James, and special guest is Ray Diddy. We are going to go guest bartend here for the Travis Mannion Foundation. Lane Johnson will be here. Jordan Mailata will be here. Brett Toth will be here. If you're coming out, enjoy the fun. Get the guest bartending. No autographs. go and
I'll sign.
Enter the roster.
Right, I'm with you, Rob. Rob, he's going to sign.
Herb is signing from 6 to 7.
I got you.
Ike has volunteered to sign his name or Lane's name, whatever you need.
Yeah.
So that is coming up next here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We will talk to you tomorrow. Not the same place, but the same time, 2 to 6. Thank you for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.